You're listening to 2SER. My name's Tim. How are you going? Well, we get treated every week to the appearance of a man who he's fresh from the gym. He's got a lovely line and length. He's very clean-limbed. His name's Michael Jones. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Not bad at all. So how long have you been doing this getting up at 5:30 and doing the gym before work situation?
Pretty much since the parking regulations changed at the station that I park at.
Right. So they did this weird thing where they said, okay, they're not all-day parks.
They're not all-day parks, so you get into that station car park. If you don't get into the station car park by crack of dawn, then you'll have to look for somewhere else
You'll have to back out. Park like 17 streets away.
17 streets away, or probably drive home and catch a bus, which would probably be more environmentally friendly, and I'd probably be contributing a lot less to carbon emissions.
But it's okay in summer, but what are you going to do in winter?
Well, I'll have to reconsider my fitness program.
I saw a Prison Break movie once with John Voight. They bust out of a Canadian prison, I think. Anyway, they run through the wilderness and they get on a train. I think it's called one runaway train. Anyway, he's on the train. But to get out of the prison, they have to get in the sewer.
Yep.
And they get pumped out into a river, and it's wintertime. Mm-hmm. And to stay warm...
It's a bit like Andy Dufresne or Dufresne the Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, it's very much the same thing. Yeah, or the same escape method going through the sewer pipes. I mean, it seems to be happening so often, I'm surprised they don't meet each other down there. Like, you're just crawling through the sewers and someone else, escape attempt, yes, escape attempt. Yeah.
Escape cons everywhere.
Yeah, just the sewers are just full of... That's why we're having so many trouble with drainage and so much trouble with drainage in Sydney. Anyway, I digress. To stay warm, he rubs his body, his trunk, in Vaseline.
He does.
And then he wraps it in cling wrap to keep the heat in, which is a pretty extreme measure. I'm just giving you ideas here for wintertime when you're getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I will consider that. I don't know how it'll go down in the gym with the rest of the folk in there, but...
Well, you peel it off when you get here.
Oh, okay. So I should have a shower before going to the gym as well.
Or a scrape down, at least. Look, you're here to talk about movies, not
your sweet
body.
Yeah, no, I thought the original bit was a segue to me talking about films. So let's talk about some films, a bit of light and shade today. Two films. I'll start with the lighter film, the Peanut Butter Falcon. This one stars a newcomer called Zach Gottsagen, some people you might recognise, Shia LaBeouf and Dakota Johnson. And this film's written and directed by two people, Tyler Nielsen and Michael Schwartz. Now, Zach, played by Gottsagen, is a 22-year-old stuck in a nursing home for old people. He's stuck there because he has Down syndrome and he's become a ward of the state because his family can't care for him anymore. He dreams of becoming a professional wrestler, so he's always trying to escape. And at one point, he actually does rub grease on his body to try and escape between some bars. I thought that might have been where you were going. He eventually does escape with the help of the kindly old Bruce Dern and meets up with Tyler, played by Shia LaBeouf. He's a young man dealing with grief and a couple of angry redneck fishermen pursuing him over a very, very large debt. Of course, Zach and Tyler, they end up becoming fast friends as they move on their journey. Tyler encourages Zach to pursue his dreams, and Zach helps Tyler focus on something other than grief and self-loathing. Oh yeah, Zach is also being pursued by the kindly nursing home employee Eleanor, played by Dakota Johnson, who is conflicted about Zach's situation. Like, she believes he needs care but doesn't think he should be in an old people's home.
And his quest is to go to a wrestling school.
Yes, he wants to go to a wrestling school, which is run by a fellow called the Saltwater Redneck, who is played in this film by Thomas Hayden Church.
It is very much it makes me think of, is it Huckleberry Finn where they travel down the river?
Well, yes, I would describe this film as a modern-day sort of Huckleberry Finn, except they don't travel down the river. They're travelling down the southern east coast of the United States from Georgia down to Florida where this wrestling school is. Well, along the coastline.
Right.
They do ride in a couple of boats and sort of in the marshes and that sort of area along the southern part of the United States. I'd kind of describe this film as a feel-good buddy road movie fairy tale along the lines of, you know, Tom Sawyer or Huckleberry Finn, except, like I said, our heroes aren't travelling along the Mississippi. Now, it's great to see Shia LaBeouf in a movie without Transformers in it, and it's also a nice change to see Dakota Johnson not being sexually dominated for a change. This film does demonstrate what excellent actors these two really, really are, and there are also plenty of other great actors in this film, including John Bernthal, John Hawkes, and, like I said before, Thomas Hayden Church. And keen-eyed wrestling fans will also spot Mick Foley and Jake the Snake Roberts. Look at 97 Minutes, Peanut Butter Falcon is is just the right length. It's a small film, but it does highlight the struggles of the underclasses of in the United States. It has great energy and it has great heart, and it spreads it all on just thick enough to leave the audience satisfied.
There you go. The Peanut Butter Falcon, as reviewed by Michael Jones, our resident film reviewer and Gym Junkie. Now, there's another film called A Hidden Life.
Also comes out today, yes.
You'd like to talk about that too. Now, this stars August Deal.
Oh, August Deal. Deal.
Deal. Now, he is about 43. He's from Germany. He's a German actor. He's probably known to international audiences best for playing Gestapo Major Dieter Hellstrom in Quentin Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds. Now, let me play a little clip just to remind you. He's the guy who's sort of sitting at the back of the bar when they meet up about three quarters of the way through the film, and here's the imposter SS captain, played by an English actor who's got a fantastic name who I forget, and picks up his accent and comes to investigate. And it all builds to this crescendo.
Well, if this is it, old boy, I hope you don't mind if I go out speaking to kings.
By all means, Captain.
Here, there's only one thing left you to do.
And what would that be?
Steglitz.
See how feeders into your Nazi boss.
There you go. So you remember that very famous scene? Well, the nasty bad guy is the good guy in this film. Let's just play a little bit from the trailer. This is A Hidden Life. It's all about a conscientious objector in Austria who doesn't want to fight in the same war depicted in Inglourious Basterds.
We're killing innocent people, raiding other countries, preying on the weak. If our leaders, if they're evil, what does one do?
You have a duty to the fatherland. The church tells you so.
You cannot say no to your race and your hope. You are a traitor.
You're not a traitor, Michael. Tell us about what happened.
Well, I will tell you what happened, but first of all, I'll tell you who wrote and directed this film. Terrence Malick. Not ringing any bells. Have you seen The Thin Red Line, Days of Heaven, Badlands?
Yeah. Thin Red Line is an intense film.
Yes, Terrence Malick doesn't do too many bad films. So this film, written and directed by him, it is a biopic of sorts, which is kind of a bit unusual for Terrence Malick. Like we've mentioned before, it stars August Deal. It also stars a woman called Valerie Packner, and they play Franz and Fanny Jägerstätter. They're a farming couple who live in the Austrian Alps. In the late 1930s, early 1940s, they're also deeply religious, as you heard from that clip that we just played. They're devout Catholics, which puts them at odds with the Nazis, who are quite insistent that Franz swear his allegiance to Adolf Hitler. Now, Franz, in good conscience, cannot do this. Now, A Hidden Life, it's based on a true story, and the subject matter is actually quite harrowing, but it's actually one of the most beautiful films that you'll probably watch this year. The cinematography is quite breathtaking. I guess you can't really go wrong shooting in the Italian and Austrian Alps. There's so much spectacular stuff to look at. But even though it's set in the Alps, this film is certainly no Sound of Music. The fate for conscientious objectors in Nazi Germany and Austria was a fairly grim one. First, the attempts by once friendly neighbours and townsfolk to get Franz to change his mind, of course, and make that declaration of loyalty to Adolf Hitler. Franz and his family are eventually shunned and ostracised by the townsfolk. Franz is arrested, imprisoned, and tried for treason. This leaves his wife, sister, and mother. Wife.
The same person, is it? The wife, sister, and mother.
His wife, sister-in-law, and mother also live at the farm too, as well as the three children. So they're left to look after the children and the farm while he's in prison. Now, there's not a lot of dialogue in this film. When you see action, most of the dialogue seems to be improvised. And it's interesting that all of the cast members, they're all German-speaking cast members, but they're all mostly speaking English in this film.
Right, yeah.
Though I found it fairly seamless. Like, people would be speaking English in the foreground, and yet in the background people are generally talking in German, which I found quite interesting. But the story tends to be told mostly in voiceovers by the two main actors reading the actual letters written by Franz and Fanny Jägerstätter. It gives the film a really poetic feel.
Right.
At 2 hours and 58 minutes, A Hidden Life may try the patience of the non-Malick fan. Could he have chopped an hour out of this film? Maybe. But this is a film about enduring love in the face of injustice and tyranny. And maybe Terrence Malick felt the audience needed to suffer a little too. Principal photography of this film did finish in 2016, which explains the presence in the film of the now deceased and yet brilliant actors Michael Nyquist and Bruno Ganz. So Terrence Malick had 3 years to edit this film, but you really have to wonder what his process is if it's still 2 hours and 58 minutes. Look, it's slow moving, but it's also majestic, poetic, and meditative. And maybe it's a bit too slow for the Jojo Rabbit crowd, but it does offer just as big an emotional punch in the gut. And it's a beautiful tribute to the lives of Franz and Fanny Jägerstätter. Hopefully, a hidden life will be found by an audience.
You know what? It sounds perfect for a weekend where we're going to have a heat wave. So Saturday, they're thinking we're going to get up to 34 plus.
Or 45 in the west.
Yeah, it's going to get really nasty. So a three-hour film, a nice break in the middle of the day to escape the heat. Doesn't matter if you have a little kip midway through. That sounds perfect.
Yeah, it's probably a Saturday afternoon film rather than a Saturday night film, but I think it's cracker.
Michael Jones, we love you. We love your rig. Please keep it sweet at the gym, and we'll see you next week.
Pleasure.